This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday morning to you, Ed. How's everything?
Everything's just fine, Colin, just fine.
Hi, Ed.
Did you enjoy your weekend without Jimmy. Football?
Yes. It was like a bye week.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Didn't have to rake any leaves?
I started, yes. I put them in the compost bin, but that's full, so the rest go out to the... In Plum, we have a big truck sweeper come around, and he comes this Wednesday, so I got to get them out.
Okay.
Before it rains tonight.
Good work by you, Ed, a man of a roll-up-your-sleeves kind of guy, Bouchette. All right, Ed, is this resolution... It's going to happen one way or the other, I guess, tomorrow with Le'Veon Bell. I'm just so tired of this story. He's not going to show up, is he?
You're asking the wrong guy. You know, everybody's had it wrong so far. Everybody's had them coming in at some point, I think. And, you know, Adam Schefter is the guy who reported he's not. And we'll see. You know, he could have told Adam, or his people could have told Adam, he ain't coming in. And overnight have a come-to-me moment and decide, I'm going to go play. I'm going to go get a ring. But it looks like he's not, but I'm going to just have to wait to see.
You know what, Ed? I'm at the point now where I think he is going to show up, because I just go opposite of what, you know what I mean? That seems to be the better way to go. And after what he told a variety of people over the course, the opposite happened. So I wouldn't be surprised if he actually did show up.
Yeah, you know, and the drama will be over one way or the other, but I don't think it helps the Steelers, him not being here, provided he was going to come in with his head screwed on right and get ready to work. Because, James Conner is now, after Ben Roethlisberger, the most important player on this team.
Is his head okay? Do we have any – is there any kind of an update on Conner's concussion?
Oh, speaking of heads, yeah. No. You know how that works. Mike Tomlin will tell us when he tells us, and then he won't tell us, and we'll just have to find out by ourselves. But he was doing okay after the game, from what I heard. But, you know, those things are strange at times, but at least he has the extra 3 days to recover.
Well, I think that it was telling, and this isn't a question, just a statement, that he was at the Pitt game and he was out there and he was photographed and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Giving words of encouragement. Time right now, 7:07. Time to purchase your tickets to Pittsburgh CLO's A Musical Christmas Carol. Visit PittsburghCLO.org. You know what strikes me in this? One of the things that strikes me in this whole Le'Veon Bell thing is that Adisa Bakari, Ed, had a captive audience the whole time and never really took the platform in order to speak. That's the part I don't get.
Well, he did a couple times, I think. Wasn't he on? He gave a famous radio interview early on. That's when he said he was a once-in-a-generation player. And then all of a sudden, James Conner's turned into that.
But you would think someone looking to hammer a message would use it a lot.
Well, I probably, because maybe he's embarrassed. I don't know. I've seen other agents, like, rip this whole holdout thing as nonsensical. So maybe he's embarrassed by it all. You know, some people who don't know what's going on have blamed the agent for holding him out. That's not the case. This is all Le'Veon driving this baby. And he's doing what he wants to do. So maybe the agent just doesn't like what he's doing.
Well, Ed, from the agent's standpoint, if Le'Veon was going to make $14.5 million,
right,
I don't think he gets 10%, but even 5% of that is a lot of money. And so the agents,
they don't get that much. They get, I think they're only allowed as much as 3%, Jim.
Well, nonetheless, that's like $400,000. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And so the agent can't be real happy with that. That he's not. Now, I don't know if he's going to get his in the long run, like Le'Veon thinks. And it's just, to me, the whole fascinating thing is, what is he worth now? The linemen are doing this, and the tight, you know, everybody's blocking for James Conner, and Conner's doing this, and it doesn't. His value, I think, has gone down.
I would agree, Jim. I don't think it's gone up. You know, the next thing is going to be who pays him what, and we're going to have to wait a while for that. But that's going to be, to me, the most interesting thing left in this. You know, they can still transition tag him. I was told this a while ago back in training camp that next year they could transition tag him. He'll sign somewhere else. They'll match it, and then they'll trade. We'll see if they want to go that far after all this.
All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ed Bouchette joining us here. Fan Morning Show, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Okay, reports over the weekend of some old stuff in Antonio Brown's past. He had a safe stolen from his home. He was also riding dirt bikes up and down the street with a couple of guys. It, just general nuisance. And now this on top of the 100-mile-an-hour speeding ticket the other day on Thursday. That said, has Antonio Brown always acted like this, or is this new behaviors in your estimation?
Wow, he's turned into Justin Bieber. Before our very eyes. I don't know. This seems to be new to me. His whole attitude seems to have changed. You know what he did to me and some other people and what he's doing now. It never came out before. If it happened before, it's coming out now.
And yet it hasn't affected his play on the field, at least to this point. Or do you think
it hasn't? But he's not having the season. I mean, he's scoring a lot of touchdowns, which is nice for the Steelers. But he's not having the season he's had in the past. Now, maybe that's because there's been a philosophy change on offense to spread it around more.
Well, you look at the philosophy change, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, right? This, I think, is the Steelers' last best shot under Ben Roethlisberger, just because of how jumbled the AFC is. Ed, you have New England, they lose to Tennessee. Kansas City squeaks past Arizona. They only score 26 points. San Diego wins. Cincinnati gets dogged by New Orleans. Houston, they were off this week. Is this as right there for the taking as the AFC has been in a while for this Pittsburgh Steelers team?
It's been there. I mean, they've had it before. They had it 2 years ago, but, you know, Le'Veon Bell got hurt, and they went up to New England, and he got hurt and left the game early, and they lost. So that was, you know, AFC title game. It's as close as you get to going to the Super Bowl without going. But, yeah, this is, you know, it's funny because we were talking earlier in the year how they have had very little chance anymore. But, yeah, New England looks very beatable. They were yesterday, of course, by Tennessee. But Kansas City's still out there. I mean, maybe Kansas City's the new England this year because they look unbeatable. We'll see when the Chargers come in here, but yeah, it's been there every year. They've had injuries in the past that really derailed them. I thought a couple of years there, Colin. But you know, so far, and somebody can knock on wood, they've been pretty good with injuries this year.
You know, Edwin, when Mike Vrabel described what they did to Brady, it sounds like what the Steelers' defense has been doing to opposing offenses, where you trust your guys to cover for a little bit and then get some pressure on the quarterback and force him into, you know, maybe not being able to go right away where he wants to go. And is that a sign maybe that the Steelers will be able to defend the Patriots when they play him?
Well, you know, they're doing a better job. And, you know, they haven't come up against the great, great quarterback, although Matt Ryan's pretty good. Yet, and they will see Brady and Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, and you know, so they have some yet they got to face. But the benching of Artie Burns, this thing has started to turn around with him on the bench, or with him, you know, first swapping back and forth with Sensabaugh, and I think Sensabaugh's done a nice job. Maybe that one switch has helped the whole defense as well.
And last thing for you, I saw your piece today. Did not get a chance to read it as of yet. Getting a slow going on Monday. So this time the Steelers don't plan on talking so much before they play the Jacksonville Jaguars is what the impression that I get, Ed.
Yeah, I asked just a couple guys after the game. You know, it was deadline game, and then I had to get stuff for that story. But I grabbed a couple, and you know, they're already talking about they're the most important team because they're the next one on the schedule. They didn't want to look back at what happened last year. There's no revenge on their mind. And Cam Haywood was my, you know, big go-to guy, as he is often for everybody. But, yeah, we're not going to see it. I just had fun. I pointed out everything that happened last year before the Jacksonville game, and there was a lot.
Maybe Joey can ruin that for you. Maybe Joey could come out and pop off this week.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Okay. Is Jeremy Stevens employed by the Jacksonville Jaguars by chance? Oh, by the way,
was a different case, though. These guys were looking ahead. They were looking past Jacksonville. That was the whole thing.
Did you watch the Cowher Football Life, by the way?
Yeah, I was actually interviewed for that, Colin, and for the first time, NFL Films left me on the floor. The cutting room floor where I was. But, yeah, they sent me a clip. I saw it last week, and I thought it was very well done.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was too. Man, it could have been better if
I haven't seen it yet. Now I might have to boycott this if Ed's not part of it.
No good, Ed. Did they tell you why? Did they give you a reason?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I do it all the time for them. Mark Mann does it a lot for them too. And, you know, we just there's some other guys who do it. And I didn't see any reporters or media in that one was interviewed. It was all players, and I can't blame them for not using me and some of the players they had.
All right,
that's
Ed.
Right. You were invincible, Ed. That's fine.
Yeah, right. Ed's still catching that royalty check. That's why you got to clear those leaves to get out to the mailbox. all right, Ed. Thanks.
Bye, Ed.
All right, fellas. Good
See
to be
ya.
With you.
Yep. Good to be with you. It's good to be with you, Ed says. Oh.
It is.
It is. I wonder what Ed did all weekend.
Rake leaves.
Yeah, I don't think he gave it as stern an effort as you did. I think he looked at it.
Sounds like he did more.
Was out there for, yeah, because he's a more efficient worker. He got out there for an hour and actually did work instead of having a beer. You looked at the leaves and had a beer is what you did.
I wished I did, but I didn't.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.